Welcome to our Bible study on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, Palm Sunday for 2023. As always, I'm assuming you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not agree. I also invite you to our in-person Bible study on Wednesday evenings from 5:15 until 6 p.m. at the church in the Fellowship Hall. Even though we refer to this passage as Palm Sunday, palms are never mentioned in Matthew's account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, nor in Mark's account or Luke's. Matthew says, branches from trees. Mark says, leaves from the field. And in Luke, there is no mention of any kind of branches. In fact, John is the only gospel writer who mentions palms, which is how we get our name for Palm Sunday. There are also differences in the timeline and events of Holy Week. For example, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus enters Jerusalem on Monday, not Sunday. But Tree Trimming Monday just does not have the same ring to it. All the Gospel writers agree that Jesus was raised on the first day of the week, that is, on Sunday, after the Sabbath, and all agree that Jesus was crucified and died on Friday, which we call Good Friday. And they all agree that on the night before, Thursday, Jesus was with the disciples, but they have different accounts about what happened. Only John mentions the foot washing scene in John 13, but he makes no mention of a Last Supper where Jesus gives out the bread and cup. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all give an account of the Last Supper scene, but none of them speak about Jesus washing the disciples' feet. In addition to these differences, there is also some differences as to the number of times Jesus has been in Jerusalem. In the Gospel of John, Jesus has been in Jerusalem at least four times. You may remember that back in John chapter 2, verses 13 through 22, early in Jesus' ministry, Jesus cleanses out the temple, and Jesus makes other trips to Jerusalem as well. Luke has Jesus at the temple at least twice before, once as an infant at 2:22 for his presentation, and again at Luke 2:41 through 51 when he was 12 years old and stayed behind. In Mark and Matthew, this is Jesus' first time in Jerusalem. But in Mark, Jesus comes in on Sunday, looks around, and then comes back on Monday and cleanses out the temple. But in Matthew, Jesus comes into Jerusalem and cleanses the temple on the same day, which is Monday. So, just as we do with the Nativity, combining shepherds and wise men, here, we combine all the elements to make Palm Sunday. In verse 1, Matthew is very specific about the location and mentions Bethphage on or at the Mount of Olives. Bethphage appears to mean House of Figs and was considered to be on the outskirts of Jerusalem. And according to medieval tradition, Bethphage was between Jerusalem and Bethany, which is more well known to us as the home of Mary and Martha. Mount Olives is a significant place, not only because it overlooks Jerusalem, but also in Zechariah 14:4, it is the prophetic scene where the Lord will stand when doing final battle. In verses 2 through 7, we are told of two animals. This is also part of a prophecy in Zechariah, at Zechariah 9, chapter 9, verse 9, in which two animals are mentioned. Zechariah's prophecy is of the meek king, who will ride not on a war horse, but on a donkey, which is expressed in Hebrew parallelism, picturing the animal as a donkey's colt. Remember, sometimes in Hebrew poetry, it was not about rhyming or meter, but sometimes by parallelism, where the second thought parallels the first. But let's be honest, this is not a matter of Jesus's equestrian skills, but of Matthew's understanding of the fulfillment of Scripture. In verses 8 through 11, Matthew mentions a large crowd. You may recall the crowds were sent away in chapter 15, verse 39. Since that time, the crowd has mostly been absent or passive. Now, they reappear as supporters and potential disciples. They pave Jesus' way into the city with shouts of acclamation and with their cloaks and branches, which would be reminiscent of the jubilant royal entrances and processions of the past. In their acclamation and praise of Jesus, the crowds use words from Psalm 118, verses 25 through 26, which is the last of the Hallel Psalms, which were sung at Passover. The word Hallel means praise, and during Passover, the Hallel Psalms, which are Psalms 113 through 118, would be recited and sung. Psalm 113 is a psalm of introductory praises. Psalm 114 shows how God's providence freed the Jews from Egyptian bondage and made their survival possible. Psalm 115 is an appeal for God's assistance. Psalms 116 is a plea to God for survival. Psalm 117 is the shortest of all the psalms, and the nations of the world are invited to join songs of thanksgiving for redemption. Finally, Psalm 118 is a song of thanksgiving for the entire nation of Israel. The word Hosanna was originally a prayer. Save, I, we beseech thee. See, we, I, beseech thee. But by the first century, it had more of a festive shout, in the same way that the original meaning of Psalm 118, verse 26 was, blessed in the name of the Lord is the one who comes to the temple to worship. But since the one who comes had developed eschatological and messianic overtones, the blessing is here applied to Jesus as a royal acclamation. In verses 10 through 11, the crowds now identify Jesus to the city's inhabitants. Remember, in Matthew's account, the city has had no previous experience of Jesus, and the inhabitants ask the question, who is this? Which is similar to the question Jesus asked the disciples back in chapter 16, verses 13 through 15, when he asked them, who do men say that I am? Which led to Peter's confession of Jesus as the Messiah. But here, the crowd does not recognize Jesus as the Messiah. The crowd incorrectly calls Jesus the prophet. Of course, as we know, the crowd gets a lot wrong, and later in the week, their shouts of praise will turn into shouts of crucify him. Also in verses 10 through 11, Jesus' entry puts the whole city into turmoil. Chapter 21, verse 10, it's literally shakes, as in an earthquake. Curiously, in Matthew's account of the resurrection, at 28:2, there is mention of an earthquake. In conclusion, as we know, Jesus' kingship is marked by a cross, not a throne. The crowd may use the right words in their praise, but they still miss the point. Or, as someone has said, they have all the notes and none of the music. This concludes our study. Thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.